Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. We are back with another episode of Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anchal and today is October 16th. Here are some top things to know before the market opens for this week.
Benchmark and Sensex Nifty indices are likely to open firm on October 16 as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 30 points. The market was under selling pressure on October 13 as IT-heavy weights continued to trade lower on concerns over demand outlook and a slide in the banking stocks worsened the sentiment. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty may be taking support at 19,666 followed by 19,625 and 19,561. On the higher side, 19,796 can be immediate resistance followed by 19,836 and 19,901. Moving on to international markets, US markets, S&P 500 and Nasdaq closed lower on Friday as deteriorating consumer sentiment data and Middle East conflict sowed investors on riskier bets and overshadowed upbeat quarterly earnings from some of the largest US banks. Wall Street's three major indexes opened higher but lost ground after primarily reading on U.S. consumer sentiment showed a sharp fall in October. The Dow managed a small gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.12% to 33,670. The S&P 500 lost, on the other side, 0.50% at 4,327 and the Nasdaq Composite dropped 1.23% to 13,407. Moving on to Asian markets. Asian markets started the week on a weaker note with Nikkei down 1.69% while Kospi dropped 0.55%. Most notably, China will release its third quarter gross domestic product numbers on Wednesday. Economists polled by Reuters expect a 4.4% year-on-year expansion, down from 6.3% in the previous quarter. The People's Bank of China is also expected to announce the one-year medium-term lending facility rate Monday morning, with analysts estimating it will remain unchanged at 2.50%. Japan's September inflation data is expected on Friday, which will come ahead of country's central bank's monetary policy meeting on October 30th and 31. South Korea's central bank will also announce its rate decision on Thursday. The Bank of Korea has held rates steady for 5 meetings in a row at 3.5% since February. Oil prices. Oil prices eased in early Asia trade on Monday, reversing last Friday's rally as investors waited to see if Israel-Hamas conflict draws in other countries, which could drive up prices further and deal a fresh blow to the global economy. Brent futures fell 36 cents or 0.4% to $90.53 per barrel. US West Texas Intermediate crude dropped 37 cents or $87.3 to a barrel on Sunday. Both benchmarks rose nearly 6% on Friday, posting their highest daily percentage gains since April as investors priced in possibility of wider Middle East conflict. Dollar index. The dollar was on the front foot on Monday in cautious trade as tensions in Middle East escalated while investors awaited a speech by Federal Reserve's Chair Jerome Powell later this week for further clues on the US central bank's rate outlook. The Israeli shekel fell to more than an 8-year low of 3.99 per dollar in early Asia trade after the country's Prime Minister Benjamin vowed on Sunday to demolish Hamas as his troops prepared to move into Gaza Strip in pursuit of Hamas militants. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors bought shares worth rupees 317 crore, while domestic institutional investors sold rupees 102 crore worth of stocks on October 13, as per the provisional data from NSE shows. Moving on to stocks in focus. Tata Motors. The commercial vehicle major has entered into a share purchase agreement with certain investors for a sale of 9.9% stake in its subsidiary Tata Technologies for 1,613 crore. TPG Rise Climate Private Limited, a climate-focused private equity fund, is buying 9% stake in Tata Technologies and Ratan Tata Endowment Foundation is acquiring 0.9% stake from Tata Motors. Avenue Supermarts. The Mumbai-based company that owns and operates DMart stores has recorded a 9.2% on-year decline in consolidated profits at rupees 623 crore for the quarter ended September financial year 2024, impacted by lower margin and high base. Revenue from operations grew by 18.6% year-on-year to 12,624 crore. Adani Enterprises. The Ministry of Corporate Affairs, Hyderabad, has initiated investigation of books of accounts and other books and papers of Mumbai International Airport and Navi Mumbai International Airport, step-down subsidiaries of Adani Enterprises. Ministry of Corporate Affairs sought information and documents pertaining to the prior period starting from 2017-18 to 2021-2022. Bajaj Electricals. The company has received supply of services contract worth Rs. 564 crore from Power Grid Corporation of India for and on behalf of its SPV Anantapuram Kurnool Transmission. Dalmia Bharat. The cement manufacturing company has recorded consolidated profit as Rs. 124 crore for the quarter ended September financial year 2024, growing 121% over the year-ago period, driven by healthy operating numbers with fall in power and fuel expenses. Revenue from operations for the quarter grew by 6% year-on-year to Rs. 3,149 crore. Cement volume increased 6.6% year-on-year to 6.2 million tons, which was in line with estimates. And lastly, we have Delta Corp. Delta Tech Gaming, a subsidiary of Casino Gaming Company, has received intimation for payment of shortfall of tax under CGST and West Bengal GST Act from Directorate General of GST Intelligence, Kolkata. The amount of the alleged tax shortfall is 6,236 crore for the period between January 2018 and November 2022 and rupees 147 crore for July 2017 to October 2022 period.
In our Voice of the Day segment, we have Sandeep Tandon, Chief Investment Officer and CEO of Quant Mutual Fund. He shares his thoughts on whether Indian markets have become complacent after 3 years of growth post-COVID and how he sees retail investors positioned in today's market growth as compared to before. Let's listen in.
Let me start by saying that right from post-COVID, if you've talked about till today, the geopolitical volatility globally is on the higher side, which has led to some amount of discomfort, okay? So if you want to really understand, are we seeing any signs of complacency? Answer is big no. We have seen bouts of some phases, we have seen complacency, some phases, firm phases, we have seen extraordinary hype is getting built. But given the way the global volatility market is, okay, it clearly indicates there is good amount of fear. And what we say in Hindi, na, jab tak dar hai, tab tak achha hai, okay? From a behavior perspective, extra smart people, family office, ultra HNI are worried. Back of the mind, they are worried about the market. Every something goes wrong, they can tend to book profit. Now, coming question to the retail side. Okay, this space is relatively new for us. But what, as a student of behavioral science, if you have to look at this data point, we used to make fun of retail investor in the past. We used to say, na, gaon aata hai, toh, gaon is good for us. We give exit, they give exit to us. But this time, retail investor is much more mature. Okay, they were the early, if you look at post-COVID, they were the first people who have really participated, and their M2M gains are significantly large as compared to any other investor on the street. So we believe that they have made extraordinary money, they have extraordinary cushion, and this time their maturity level is far, far better. We, and I always talk about every bull market has a leader. This bull market is led by retail investor, and I think it is healthy trend. So if I look at purely from sentiments data, they have become so mature that every fall they are buyers, okay? Every rise they are pruning down their exposure marginally. But every big fall in the market, we have seen huge inflow at least at our end, and that's what the industry data is. So I think retail investor has become much more mature, and I say this, this decade belongs to India, maybe half century belongs to India. So this is the best time for retail investor to optimize the real equity market in India.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session, and we'll see you same time tomorrow.